I'm Kenneth Weidstra. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So today I'm going to talk about a brag book. Did you know a 4x6 brag book is a thing? My partner, Mary Lee, she went out to Cincinnati for her niece's wedding, and I gave her a small point-and-shoot 35mm camera, an Olympus XA2 to carry, and loaded it with for an HP5, and that's a pretty good setup. It's a point-and-shoot, essentially, and tiny. The camera sports a 35 3.5 lens, so not the fastest, but she was photographing in behind the scenes when her niece was getting ready to get to her wedding. And she had access that nobody else did. The wedding photographer wasn't even there yet. So there is something to having access. Access is what makes for great photos. Anyway, she photographed some of the behind the scenes, the things that weren't photographed by the main photographer. The main photographer did a beautiful job, and everything is perfect and perfectly posed and perfectly exactly like every other wedding photographer. And it's perfect, and it's sharp, and it's contrasty, and it's clear, and it's perfect. But her photos, the dozen or so that she made with the film camera, they're not perfect. They're soulful. There's a photo of her niece coming down the steps and her father seeing her for the first time. And she wasn't in the right place, so she was behind her father. And there's a little bit of a doorway, which is creating a nice little stage for the niece who's standing in the door, in the light of the door. And it's a beautiful photograph. I hand printed it 11 by 14 and she sent it out to them in a frame. But that's not the one we're talking about. She also put it into this 4x6 brag book because you can get a 4x6 book that holds 20 or 30 photographs. They're very inexpensive. They're $5, $6 online. Or you can pay $40 for a really nice leather one. But if you have a dozen photographs and you put them into a little book like she did, and you send them out to her niece and her sister, her niece's sister and her niece's mother, there are three people carrying a book of special photographs that are made for taking around, for carrying around. They fit in a purse. They are real photographs, not on a phone. They're photographs that are in a little book, but it's a small book and it's easily carryable. It's not expensive to make. And people have the ability to look at real photographs like around a table, like conversation, like not on a phone. And it's a real thing. And if you have an idea for a project, or if you just want to document the life of a friend, 24 hours in the life of a friend, or a family member, a grandpa with a special hobby, say, make a dozen pictures. Create a brag book and take it around. You'll find that you're getting people interested because there is something to having this conversation piece when you go out to dinner, when you visit with friends. And I'm a big fan. I love printed photographs, and those photographs can end up being pulled out of the album and put into a small frame. And it's a way for photos to exist long after digital is long gone. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying this, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.